Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here to Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Once again for you on a Tuesday. Hopefully all is well in your world. Hopefully I had a nice night last night. Pretty good myself. Cubs did what they were supposed to do. Astros did what they were supposed to do. And didn't miss too much in terms of pitching and elsewhere. Michael Fulmer gave up some late runs, so was feeling better about that one until he gave up that fourth spot in about the fifth or sixth inning. But all in all, good night, and hopefully we can do it again here for you. Thanks to Fantasy Draft again for jumping on, being a sponsor of this very show. If you haven't made that deposit over there, make sure you do. I'm definitely going to be firing over there for the players coming up this week. I mean, it is a loaded, loaded field. I'll talk a little golf on tomorrow's podcast for you, give you some of my thoughts. But again, their format, a lot of fun. Lowest score does not count. So if you've got one guy who sucks, don't worry about it. As long as you can get, you know, that lowest score out, it gives you better chance to, I think, put together a nice lineup. So check them out if you haven't done so already. Now, if you have like five guys who stink, like my teams did last week on Fantasy Draft, well, doesn't do you much good. But check them out if you haven't done so. Thanks again for them to be sponsoring this very podcast. All right, let's talk some MLB tonight. We're going to pass on NBA. I feel pretty strongly that we're going to have a couple of sweeps here tonight. But in terms of baseball, it is a absolutely loaded up slate for us here today. A lot of ways you can go with starting pitching. We've got big names. We've got middle tier. We got some cheapies. So let's jump into it. And that's going to kind of really dictate the way that we're kind of building our lineups tonight, because we've got Coors Field on this slate. You've got the greatest hitter in the world potentially right now in Mike Trout, hitting in the best ballpark in the world against a pitcher who hasn't been particularly great this season in John Gray. So you might want to try and get him into your lineup. But can we do that if we've got to pay, you know, big numbers on guys like Corey Kluber? So let's start with him today. He gets a date with the Brewers. And, you know, Kluber's just, you know, one of the best pitchers in the league. There's no question about it. But you got to look at a price tag and say, hey, can I swallow that? And on FanDuel, it's 11-4, DraftKings 13-6, and Fantasy Draft 26-4. And I don't know that you can here today. I feel like if you really want to take a shot on those low-dollar guys here today, somebody like the kid from the Chicago Cubs. Let me see his name here real quick. Seng, I guess. Yang-ho Seng. He's 4,300, gets a date versus Miami. If you trust playing him for like 4,300 over on DraftKings tonight, then yeah, I guess you can play Corey Kluber and still get some bats. But as I kind of said yesterday with Gant, I think the same applies for Seng. Now, the matchup is pretty favorable, better than what we had there for Gant the other day. And he's also, what, 8,300 on Fantasy Draft. But the problem is, this guy has not put together particularly good numbers in the minor leagues so far this season. So I'm going to kind of talk about these two in tandem, because I feel like on multi-pitcher sites is the only way that you're kind of getting Klubers to kind of go down here. And you look at his numbers this year at AAA, Pacific Coast League, 0-4, records don't matter really, ERA of 8.04, and you're looking at 45 hits, 31 innings, 28 earned runs, 6 home runs, and only, you know, 32 strikeouts. Now, this season has been much worse for Mr. Seng than we've had in other years. In 2017, if you looked in his minor league numbers, he had, 24 starts and had an ERA of about 2.5. 145 innings pitched with 122 strikeouts and only 38 walks. So 2017, he was pretty good. 2016, not great in AA, but again, young pitcher making the transition over. But he has been dreadful so far. So if he's getting lit up to the tune of an average allowed of 331 in AAA, I'm kind of worried about what he's going to do here, even against a de facto AAA lineup. So I think it's really risky today. If you're firing a low-dollar GPP and you want to make that combo work, I think you can do it. But otherwise, I just have too hard of a time, you know, fitting in Corey Kluber likely into too many of my lineups tonight. The place where I'm looking today, I like Aaron Nola again. I'm kind of a sucker for this guy. He pitches deep into games. He definitely has some strikeout upside to him. And more importantly, the guy is just, you know, elite versus right-handed bats. And we can, you know, look at this lineup here of the San Francisco Giants. And, you know, the only lefty they have with a lot of power is Brandon Belt. Besides that, you've got pretty ugly numbers against righties for everybody else out there. Again, Plate IQ, conditional formatting. If you're a premium subscriber, get it. It makes your life that much easier. But, you know, since the beginning of last season, you've got a 259 WOBA and a 120 ISO against righties. So it really neutralizes McCutcheon, Posey, Longoria. Grigor Blanco, Brandon Crawford, doesn't really strike a whole lot of fear in me. And if you're playing on FanDuel tonight, I think he is your potential, like, right play for cash games because you can still get some bats in there. Typically, you know, a lot of times on FanDuel single pitcher site, you want the safety, and that clearly would be Corey Kluber today. But with so many bats out there, I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with him at home in this matchup. Vegas likes him as well, a solid favorite at 198. So I like Aaron Nola today. Now, some people make a case for Severino tonight, and he has been outstanding for the better part of the season, but he gets a Red Sox offense that definitely, you know, can get it going. And earlier this season, you know, he gave up, what, 6 or 8 hits, 3 walks in just 5 innings to Boston, had his worst fantasy day of the season versus this team. Now, you throw that game out, he's had a 44 FanDuel, let's go to DraftKings. He's had a 28 DraftKings, 26 DraftKings, 32 DraftKings, 26, 22, 45. So he has been super steady outside of that one dog performance against Boston where he only gave you 6 fantasy points over there on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings. So I think there's some people who are going to go there. He's over 200 favorite today. But you also have the Red Sox throwing a lefty out there, and the Yankees are just going to crush that handedness of pitcher all season long. And I don't think tonight's probably going to be any different with Drew Pomeranz, you know, being the pitcher out there tonight. So, you know, for me, I'm squarely, you know, prefer Nola over Severino because I think some of those numbers could be, you know, inflated by, or the spread numbers could be inflated by, you know, kind of where we are with the New York bats going against Drew Pomeranz. I just think that's like too good of a spot there. So he's not, would I put him in my script? Yes. If I'm putting a bunch of lineups tonight, no problem with that because he has tournament winning upside. There's no question. The other guy that I really like today, James Paxton. Now the one trouble that we have with him is this is a road start for him. Splits, much better at home than he is on the road, but he has been flat dominant on the K department so far this season. And, you know, he's had, last start was just incredible, 16 strikeouts in 7 innings. He's just been absolutely filthy if you kind of watch him pitch. Quality starts in 4 of his last 5. And Vegas not as excited about him, only minus 122 favorite. So I think you could make that argument, like maybe you could play Severino. Win points aren't as valuable as strikeout points on DraftKings. So I think you do have a little bit better strikeout upside, but you also have a Toronto team that's not too bad against lefties. So I don't think it's, you know, hands down lock and load and kind of move on. So All right, some other pitchers for us to look at here tonight as well. And in that middle tier, you actually have two guys going against each other, Newcomb versus Snell. I don't mind either of these two. Great ballpark to pitch in out there. I'm giving the edge to Newcomb today. I feel like there's just a little bit more trouble potentially lurking out there in that Atlanta Braves lineup. But Blake Snell, I've got no problem if you want to live in this 8K range with these guys today and try and load up on some bats. So I like them tonight. And the other guy that I think I'm going to use today on Fantasy Draft and on DraftKings is Luis Castillo. And I know that you've probably heard him touted out a lot so far this season, and you probably are not very happy with the results. He's been pretty freaking horrible so far this season. But as I told you yesterday with Yarlin Garcia, you have to look at more than just, you know, you have to look at the numbers and see, you know, where is there positive regression or regression to the mean, depending on, you know, the pitcher's numbers out there. You know, yesterday we could look at Garcia's numbers and knew it's just a matter of time before it was going to catch up with him, and it did last night. And I think there's only a matter of time before we get Castillo to put together a big pitching performance, and tonight could be the night. The K numbers are still impressive so far this season. You know, you've got a K rate for him at, let's see, it looks like 19% so far, and it's a little bit lower than we've seen, you know, prior to that. But the Ks per nine at 8, I'm fine with that K range on him because the speed is there. I think I read in Cheese's article this morning, he's what, top 6, I think, in velocity. And yeah, I think his talent has not kind of worn off from what we saw last season where, you know, he was excellent out there. Now, the numbers that really stand out here, you've got a 7.01 earned run average. But if you look at the xFIP on him, it's actually only a 4.02. So to give you some context here, Yarlin Garcia went into the game yesterday with an ERA of about 1 with an xFIP of like 4.79. This guy comes in with a 7 and an xFIP of 4.02 and a Sierra of 4.28. So, and then you go even further, you look at things like BABIP and a 349 batted average balls in play. That is way above average. Last season it was 247 for him. And left on base percentage, 80% last season, 64.3% so far this season. So he definitely, I think, is going to have some positive regression. I think there's I feel like we're going to see it here in this matchup potentially against the New York Mets today. Now, the Mets did hit the ball well yesterday. Conforto home run, Bruce home run, Adrian Gonzalez 2 home runs. And those are kind of the lefty bats that you're a little bit afraid of. I'm not really afraid of Adrian Gonzalez. He actually had really good BVP going into last night. So if you were on team BVP, that might have worked out for you. But I think Castillo at home, a comfortable favorite today at minus 142. Should get some run support versus Jason Vargas, who's just been, you know, trash so far this season. And I love the salary on him, $6,600 over on DraftKings. On Fantasy Draft, he's 13-1. I think he fits the build very clearly on those sites. And even on FanDuel, if you want to pay down at $6,200, you're going to be able to at least have upside in that price. So the total's at 9. Wind's not really a factor. Weather doesn't look like too much of a factor in this game. But I'm going to be rolling him. I'm going to be taking a shot at him in the same way I thought it was going to catch up with Yarlin in a bad way. For him, it should catch up with Castillo in a good way for him potentially tonight. So he's my cheap guy. I think he is the guy that I'm looking to the most on the low end. And I think that's all we need to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of pitchers out there. I'm not on Rich Hill today. I think you can maybe make a case for Zach Godley out there. We've got a really low team total for both those teams out there in L.A., a great pitcher's park. And if I was choosing between those two, Godley at 8.2, Rich Hill at 7.3, I don't trust Dave Roberts in Rich Hill at all. So I'd probably give the edge to Godley. Pitched well versus the Dodgers just the other day. This will be the third time that he's faced them this season. You know, got hammered the first time around, gave up 5 earned runs in 4 innings, and then last start, 5 Ks and 6 innings with 1 earned run allowed. So, you know, mixed bag of results for Zach Godley versus this Dodgers team. But at that $8,200 price, I'd probably prefer, you know, Newcomb or Snell over him. All right, let's move on. Let's get to some bats for us tonight. And we've got, you know, the catcher spot tonight on DraftKings, on Fantasy Draft, and on FanDuel. Not as necessary, but again, we want to pay up for some pitching, so we want to live maybe in the mid-3Ks, find a few crappers on the low end of things. And Chris Iannetta gets a lefty here today in Andrew Heaney. And Heaney's not been bad this season. His xFIP since the beginning of last season is pretty solid, all things considered, right around, like, I think it's 381. But we also have Iannetta here, who is you know, pretty elite since the beginning of last season versus lefties, a 210 ISO, a 368 wOBA, and obviously the greatest hitting environment in baseball today out in Coors Field. So he's absolutely a name that I think lines up, and if I'm playing cash games, I'm going to have some Rockies in there, and he kind of fits, I feel, the build for us tonight. Some other options for us at this position, if you know you want to go to James McCann again, he does get lefty Mike Minor in a pretty good hitting environment. He didn't do great for us yesterday, 4 at-bats, and managed, just 1 hit in the 4 at-bats yesterday, 3 fantasy points when it was all said and done. But his track record against lefties has been solid, so I don't have a problem looking to him. Even Robinson Chirinos in that same game has not had a really good season. I think he's a better hitter than we've seen so far, but it is, you know, nice warm temperatures again out there in Texas. Let's see, we're sitting at, you know, 88 degrees, 3,300. Pretty decent little price tag on him tonight. So I think he could be in play for us. Yeah, I think those are like my two big catchers. I don't want to give you too many names. Again, especially, it's really only a DraftKings position because if you're playing on FanDuel, you don't need to play Iannetta. Now, if you're stacking up Colorado and you want to get him in there, I don't have a problem with it. And Gary Sanchez, fine at 4.5, but just you're going to have to really punt on some positions or on some starting pitching to make that work. But the Yankees should crush here today against lefties. That is what they do. All right, over at first base tonight, I think the Cleveland Indians, kind of interesting team today against Wade Miley, and it feels like a spot for them to really, you know, throw up some big runs. You've got Edwin Encarnacion, who's just got monster numbers, you know, 7 for 16, and 5 of those have gone for extra bases, including 3 home runs to go along with 7 walks against Wade Miley. So really good numbers for him in this matchup, and I think, you know, if you're looking to spend up at this position, you're not going to Coors Field, then Edwin Encarnacion makes a really fine play for us today. Salary-wise, 47 on DraftKings. Fantasy Draft, he is under 9K at 8,900. Pat Valaika, he and Ian Desmond, pretty affordable. Again, you can still, you know, you've got Arenado versus a lefty in Coors, so you know that salary is going to be high. Blackman's always high, but you know, Valaika is going to be in there, and he's not a great hitter, but at 2.8, you get a piece of Coors. You don't hate it, especially if you can get the pitchers that you want. So you can throw him into the mix just a little bit. We saw Marwin Gonzalez send one deep yesterday. Tough matchup for him today against Manaea, who's been really, really good. But Houston does run hot, and they're coming off like a 14-run game last night. So I'm not ready to invest in Manaea. Now, I'm also not necessarily looking to stack this team up, but you know, Big T, more than anybody, will tell you that when Houston gets hot, you play Houston. And if what we saw last night was the beginning of a hot streak, then, you know, you could consider a guy at first base like Marwin Gonzalez at just 3,200. I think a sneaky play today, Mark Trumbo versus the lefty in Danny Duffy. I don't hate this matchup for him at 3,800. Same with Carlos Santana against Derek Holland. I mean, Philly is a extremely good spot today. Scored a bunch of runs last night, a bunch of home runs. Odubel Herrera, I think, had 2 of them. But Santana has had kind of a rough go of it here, but another guy who's great track record versus Aaron Nola, or excuse me, against San Francisco's starter tonight, who name is escaping me off the top of my head. It is Derek Holland. And it's not surprising because Derek Holland absolutely stinks. And Santana, what, 30 at-bats, 8 hits to go along with 2 home runs and 5 walks. So pretty good numbers there for Mr. Carlos Santana tonight. Let's see. Yeah, Goldie versus a lefty. It's just not a great hitting environment, but I think he is absolutely fine in GPPs tonight if you want to go down that path. Valbuena gets you some Angels exposure at under 4K in Coors, so give him a little bit of consideration. And maybe Dylan Bundy. He's going against a fly ball Lucas Duda. He's going against a fly ball pitcher in Bundy, who the last couple of starts, things have kind of caught up with him. He's 3,400, so reasonable price tag on him as well tonight. All right, moving on over to second base, and again, you get Valleca over there at second base eligible as well tonight. Cesar Hernandez had a home run last night and now gets a date with Derek Holland, so he's 3.7. He is absolutely a guy that I think we could look to pin into our lineups. And Ian Kinsler against John Gray today, batting in the leadoff spot. He's under 4K, so at 3,900, I feel like that is a really good kind of cash game play for us here today. Those are my top choices looking at these things. You know, if you want to get sneaky and go against Seng in Chicago, I don't think anybody loves to play Marlins. So little Starling Castro revenge tonight. You could have that 3,500 numbers on him. And then Robbie Cano against Marcus Stroman, 3,700, 36 on FanDuel, fantasy draft 7,600. For Cano, 0-for-4 last game, but had hits in 3 consecutive games before that, including double-digit fantasy points in 2 of them. So not a bad hitting environment for him today out there in Rogers Center. So he's a guy who's popping a little bit. Okay, at third base today, I think Danny Valencia gets a lefty. Cheese will always go along with Valencia versus a lefty. And he is really cheap on FanDuel if you're playing over there at just 2,300. So should have a good spot in the order tonight against Kansas City. And 5,900 on Fantasy Draft, 31 on DraftKings. So definitely going to fit some builds for you. I think Alex Bregman has some positive regression coming to him as well. Gave you 2 hits last night and has actually got a hit in 6 consecutive games. Gets Oakland today. Not a lot of people will play him. He's going to catch up a little bit on that home run and strikeout and stolen base upside here. So don't mind him at 3.6 today. Could be a sneaky little option for you. Obviously, Arenado, if you can fit him, you should play him. Arenado versus a lefty in Coors Field is about as good of a situation as you can come across. Chris Bryant locked in, nice game for him yesterday, gets, you know, Urena tonight, and he's got hits in 7 consecutive games there, including 3 home runs over the last 5, so really locked in the plate. You know, it could be an alternative off of Arenado, because, you know, Arenado, if you're going to go over 5K, most people will probably go there. So if you want to play, you know, contrarian in tournaments, then there you go. All right, moving on to shortstop position. And Trevor Story, back looking at him against lefties. Excellent numbers for him in that matchup. Gets Andrew Heaney, gets Coors Field. So he is definitely a top target for us. And Trey Turner here today against Clayton Richard. And you know, not a guy we usually play a ton versus lefties. Doesn't have phenomenal numbers, but the bat's starting to come around for him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hits in 8 of his last 9 games, including some walks mixed in there. And then when you have that, you get a little thing called stolen bases. And Washington is as aggressive as anybody in the league at stealing. So Trey Turner, if you can pay up to get him, that's fine. The pay down, or I'm trying to see if there's any other pay down options for us here tonight. Maybe Profar against Michael Fiers if he hits in that 3 hole. Definitely has some upside with him at second base and shortstop. batting third. And then, you know, I usually like him versus lefties, but Sean Rodriguez today, Lucas Giolito, you could stack up some Pirates today. Giolito is not good. I was looking at his numbers. You know, we talked about the big difference between like ERA and XFIP and Sierra. Well, his ERA is like 7 and his like XFIP is like 6.95. So he is as bad as he has looked so far this season. So, you know, certainly Pittsburgh, not a team that we are enamored with. And I think some of the outfielders, you know, like Marte and Polanco, but even Sean Rodriguez as shortstop eligible, you know, you got him at a pretty good price over there on DraftKings tonight at under 3K. So if he cracks the lineup tonight, give him a look. Scott Kingery as well against Derek Holland. Anybody versus Derek Holland? Yes. The answer to that is yes. Okay, moving to the outfield. And obviously, you got Mike Trout in Coors Field. If you can fit him, good luck. But he's an excellent play today. A little bit cheaper, you could look at Cole Calhoun versus the righty and John Gray. He is 3,500. Nice exposure to Coors on a cheap price. And Aaron Altair, another guy under 4K that I think we can look at. He's only 2,400 on FanDuel. Fantasy draft, he's 7,500. I love stacking this team up against Derek Holland, so he's a nice little one-off potentially for us. I'm not on the Mets today because I'm going to be playing some Castillo, so I'll be off of Jay Bruce and Conforto. Really nice prices on them tonight. Nice to see them hit yesterday, but I don't really see me going back to the well there. Another value bat for you could be Derek Dietrich today at 2.8K. It's nice to get some of those under 3K guys so you can get some bats. Or some arms. And again, I'm not sold on Yang-Ho Sang. This guy's been terrible at AAA. So Dietrich, one of the bigger bats, you know, Justin Bour as well. Don't have a problem with those, you know, sneaky Mets bats potentially in this matchup. Treese Hoskins against the lefty, lock and load it if you can fit it. Giancarlo versus the lefty, lock and load it if you can fit it. Again, these are the, you know, the certain splits matchups that you just kind of play them at here tonight. And I think that kind of covers it in terms of cheap guys, more expensive guys who we're kind of looking to play today. But that's it. That's your baseball slate for Tuesday. Good news is you get a more updated look with lineups and all that stuff at 6 Eastern on Sirius XM with me and Justin Van Zuiden again. So we'll be talking baseball with you 6 to 7 Eastern tonight. And of course, we've got Grinders Live. We've got Crunch Time for our premium subscribers to get the last second Kevin Roth news. And of course, get some mind picks from some experts as well right before roster lock. And if you've got any feedback on anything happening at Roto Grinders, we'd love to hear it. Dan at RotoGrinders.com. You can find me on Twitter at Dan underscore Bach. B-A-C-K is the handle there. And we'll chat with you again tomorrow. We'll mix in a little golf for the big weekend for the players out here in Ponte Vedra Beach. But until next time, good luck tonight. And we will see you.